Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and on Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we usually have Janine Avila here on our Building Fortunes Radio show, but I think we're going to call her Mr. Magoo because she dropped her phone, I think she said, so let's see if it works. So between her, between Janine... That's right. Between Janine and I, we're going to call it the Mr. Magoo and Mrs. Magoo radio show, because when it comes to dropping stuff and breaking stuff and whatever, we can do with just about anything. But we are here every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. And the way this whole thing got started was Janine was a guest host of ours on a radio show with Doris Wood, who was the original founder of the MLMIA. And I really enjoyed having Janine on the radio show. She was a guest speaker, which meant she was only there once or twice or three or four times. And then she called me up and she said, yeah, I really enjoyed doing those radio shows with you guys. And I said, yeah, I really did as well. Could we do a regular one? So we figured out a day that would probably work best for almost everybody's schedule, which is today, again, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. And Janine is here to talk about all things, many things related to home-based businesses. She's given us a lot of really great tips. Sometimes we do the radio show ourselves. Sometimes we have a guest. And sometimes we have a guest again. So today is one of those guest again radio shows that we're going to do. So I'm going to kind of try to step out of the way as fast as I can. But if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, that's J-A-N-I-N-E, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. And our guest, who Janine will introduce, has a guest page as well, so you can hear this and previous radio shows by the same guest too. So Janine, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm so happy to have Liz Hall back with us again. As they say, back by popular demand. We had great feedback on the show. Thank you for coming back.
Yay, I'm so excited to be back.
Good. Well, we thoroughly enjoyed having you on the show, and, you know, and just listening to you talk, and a lot of times I just get ideas about what to do on the show from what's going on in the world, because I truly, you know, like Peter, I want this show to be of service to people. And, you know, it's 30 minutes, but it's 30 minutes is a big deal. That's 30 minutes out of people's life. And you brought a lot of value. You shared a lot of great things and you live it. I've often said before on this show, we have the very best guests, and you can't buy your way onto the show. You got to be somebody who's really doing something that will be helpful to our listening audience. And I know a lot of people listen on the podcast, so we love it when you listen live. There's a little box on buildingfortunesradio.com website that where you can chat questions in. And oftentimes I've had people send email when they see the promotion that the amazing Morgan, who does all my show promotion and social media work, will send an email and ask a question. So I do have a couple of questions for you. But tonight's show, just in time for summer, it is June 10th today, and just in time for summer is the, you know, get your business and your body ready for summer. And, you know, we talked a little bit, and Liz has a fabulous background, and she's just a perfect fit for our show because she's a personal trainer, and she got into this, as she told us a couple weeks ago. If you haven't heard that show, you can go back and listen to the podcast, and we'll talk to you about how to do that at the end. But she was fascinated by the human body and how it worked, and, you know, changed her major in college and just realized she really wanted to understand the body and how it worked. And this is a real good time to do that. And she's also got her own home-based business because she also realized that she loves people and cares about health and fitness and helping people enjoy being in their body. And I'm a person who was 100 pounds overweight, and I know what it's like when you do not enjoy being in your own body. And that's That's not a good place to be. And so I have a great appreciation and gratitude, and it was a wonderful personal trainer I had that really helped me get the weight off, and he really cared, and he didn't listen to my BS excuses, and he made me do the work. And when I think back about me, that was 100 pounds overweight and the way it felt in my body, and I've always had a lot of energy and drive, but there's no comparison to how I feel today. So I really want that for people. And I was doing a little research, and some of you may know this, and I know, Liz, I'm sure you certainly do, but according to MarketWatch, you know, they refer to the COVID-15, and then some people mm-hmm. laugh, and it's like, really, if it only was 15, but according to MarketWatch, 61% of all Americans have gained weight during the pandemic, the 1 year, and 1 in 10, and this is according to their search and survey, have gained 50-plus pounds. People
wow.
turn to alcohol. Right? I know. And, you know, I got to
wow.
say, I've seen, now that we're all starting to get out again, I've seen a few people that I hadn't seen, and I thought, oh, wow. And I feel sad. I'm not judging because
yeah.
I know what it's like.
Yeah.
I've been obese. I've been overweight.
Yeah.
But people have gained 50 pounds, 1 in 10. And it said people
yeah.
turn to alcohol and comfort
yep.
food in record numbers. Everybody's baking
mm-hmm.
bread, lathering it with
mm-hmm.
butter and chocolate butter, because
yeah.
all the other things weren't an option. But then according
right.
to the CDC, obesity increases your risk of getting COVID. And so
mm-hmm.
people got themselves in trouble physically. And I'm gonna have you speak to that in a minute. And I thought for what I would like to really do tonight to, you know, we're talking about some facts, and some people are probably like, oh, man, that's me. And hopefully people got on the show to get their body and their business ready for summer. And the other thing
mm-hmm.
that happened was a lot of people didn't pay too much attention to their business, or, you know, they couldn't work or they weren't working. But now, you know, things are getting better. So let's talk about recovery from the you know, and Liz, can you share with the listeners, one of the things I thought would be really valuable is that, you know, a lot of people, myself included, started picking up some more bad habits during the pandemic, you know, like the comfort food and all the things that we're sitting around, you can't go anywhere, so let's just cook and eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're trying to help somebody change the pattern that they've picked up during the past, what kind of suggestions do you have for your clients and for our listeners?
Great question, because yes, a lot of, you know, previous habits before 2020 kind of went out the door if they were, you know, on the healthier path prior to it. So I suggest, like, just, you know, to kind of like, depending on like people's goals, like some people want to go all in and just like nip it in the bud. Let's fix this. And some people just like need to kind of tiptoe back in because of whether it be mental stress over the past year and just not mentally ready to make that commitment, even though it's for the bigger good of their overall health. But I suggest just starting off, you know, if you're going to go the tiptoeing route, drinking more water. I think I mentioned this last time, having more water and just, you know, cleaning out your pantry of all the junk that has accumulated, the stress eating, like just cleaning it out of your house, out of sight, out of mind, getting it out of your house so that you can just start fresh and literally start incorporating more fresh foods back into your house to hold again, more fresh vegetables, more fresh fruit, things like that, cooking home-cooked meals instead of going out and grabbing takeout. And things like that, which was very, very common for so many people because they were stressed. And the last thing they wanted to do was cook. So everyone was getting Uber Eats and Postmates and all of the things. And oftentimes those are just not the best choices. And then, of course, the junk food just keeps piling up. And like you mentioned, people are baking and making more stuff like that at home, which is fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do love to bake and I do love baked goods. But maybe you know, setting that aside for the fall, like giving yourself a break from the baking for a little bit. Wait till holidays again. So I would suggest doing that, like doing a full clean out of your pantry. I personally, like for myself, one of the things that I coach in my Arbonne business is what we call our 30 Days to Healthy Living program. And that reset is a perfect jumpstart to getting your butt on track again, because it is just like getting you back to the basics of fueling your body with the food that your body actually needs, cutting off all the sugar, just really cutting off those bad habits ASAP, and just really focusing on resetting your body, your gut health, and all of those things, and cleansing your body of all the stuff and crap that has been consumed over the past year. And at the same time, it's also teaching mental discipline and mindset. And that is like, I've just talked to a friend of mine who was just expressing her stress over the past year and being a busy mom and working, and her health definitely was just pushed on the back burner. And, you know, you feel all the feels because of it. You have low self-esteem, low confidence, you don't feel good, don't have any energy. So she's like, okay, sign me up. I need to get this rolling, you know? And there's never a perfect time. So if you're thinking, oh, well, maybe after 4th of July, or maybe after we start back in school again, because then we won't be traveling, there really isn't a perfect time. Because when school starts again, it's going to be hectic. There's never a perfect time. So it's just one of those things, like, you know, reality check, just, you know, ask yourself, like, do you want to feel better? Do you want to look better, feel better, have better confidence in yourself again, have more energy, all of those things? And when you use those driving forces, you will do what it takes to make yourself help yourself feel better.
Well, you know, you just said something that I'm just going to, as the kids would say, put myself on blast. And I'm going to tell people one of the things that I'm going to say that overweight person's mindset is that back when I was overweight, and I would say, when you said that about cleaning out the cupboard, I was thinking, I want to tell people, do it. Don't wait, like throw all that crap in a bag and get it out of the house. Overweight person's mindset is a mindset of, well, when after this weekend, I'll start Monday. I cannot tell you how many times I was going to start Monday. Or how about this? After I eat this ice cream that's in the freezer, then I'm going to start. Instead of just throwing it away. And I'm just sharing, that's the mindset. It's going to have the Last Supper. You know, I'm going to have this big lasagna dinner, and I'm going to start this on Monday. And then I would eat all weekend because I was a stress eater, and it was for comfort and security. And I had to get my mind right so that I could be able – and my personal trainer understood the psychology of the mind and what made people work. And sometimes we talked about my workouts, and sometimes we talked about my mindset and what was going on with me and things like that. And I don't know – how you teach in your training business, but one of the things my personal trainer did, and I had never done it, and trainers were always trying to get me to do it, was he made me write down everything I was eating. And I didn't want to do it. I was resisting it. And then he would tell me, I'm not going to train you if you're not coachable, I can't help you. And I'm like, and I knew enough about coaching that I knew he was right. But when I started writing down what I was eating and just keeping a food journal, I was literally shocked, and it was like to just keep track of it and to just be aware. And I think a lot of it starts with awareness.
Absolutely. And, totally.
Yeah. What you also said about there's no good time. It's not after, there's always something. There's always a birthday party. Mm-hmm. There's always a wedding. There's always a vacation, a campfire, a this, a that, a buffet, a potluck. For me, I got my start in business, my home-based business, in Tupperware. And so I had all these 7 kids to deal with during the day, and then I'd get out of the house and go do a Tupperware party. And after I got done displaying the Tupperware and talking, out came the cheesecake, and out came, you know, all the snacks and the desserts. So gaining weight, because I was never overweight as a young woman and a teenager. I put my weight on by going out eating, not eating during the day, and then eating late at night, and then coming home and going to bed. And once I got myself that far over the line, it was really hard to get back. I just really want to agree with what you said about cleaning that stuff out of the house and, like, really making good choices and write down what you're eating and write down what you want. I used to do replacement activity. Right? It's like write down what your goals are and write it down how you're going to feel and how you're going to look. It's not even about looking good as cool, but it isn't even about looking good. It's about feeling good in your body. And I'm sure you know people that are not overweight, but they're not fit and they're not healthy. And in fact, my living, right?
Exactly. So true. So true. I was just sharing this with a friend, like healthy lifestyle and living is a mindset, and it all starts in our mind. That's why I've always steered my personal training clients away from the dieting culture, because it is, everyone hears of the yo-yo dieting because that's what the diet culture is. It's like you jump on a diet and for a little bit of time, and then you go back to your own ways because you never learned anything from it other than just, oh yay, my move the scale number down and I feel good. And then, you know, they're just not sustainable long term, and then there goes the scale weight back up, and there it goes with your, you know, taking your confidence with it, and then you just are back to square one, if not lower self-esteem than you were before. So it's all in the mindset and, like, creating mindfulness right out the get-go. I love that you mentioned writing it down, because that's so, you know, they share about the studies of writing down your goals that you're that much closer to making it more successful for yourself. When you write it down, you visualize it, like you manifest it, and like, yeah, feel yourself feeling at your best, like putting on those clothes and feeling so confident going out, wearing shorts again, like you never thought you'd ever be wear shorts again. And you know, being able to run around with your kids and have an abundance of energy and not be huffing and puffing or having to sit down, like, you know, just all of those things, that's really what matters, not that number on the scale, because you could be whatever that number is, like you said, and not healthy at all and feeling good. Like, that number is just doesn't mean anything. And I think this culture of so people so focused on the scale number and less about what they feel like and how they want to feel. And that's something that I am such a big believer in, always sharing with my clients, personal training, and as well as with my Arbonne clients, is like, but how do you feel? How are you feeling right now? You know, how are you feeling when, you know, you're really fueling your body with the foods it actually really needs and not the junk, and being mindful and having that discipline to, you know, choose a better option for your body than, you know, choosing something that you know is not going to be good for you. Like, all of those things, there's just, it's just creating that lifestyle shift, which is what all I'm about helping my clients and everyone around me with.
You're absolutely correct. It's the mindset. And when people get a mindset that the goal is to fuel the body, not to fill the body, and it's not, let's don't fill up and let's don't fill these kids up. Let's fuel these kids up and let's fuel our body. And when you really start to think about your food as fuel, then that's what I do to myself. And I'm talking to myself half the time. Peter knows half these shows I do are something I need to work on. And, you know, I'm like, this is something I've learned because I have done it. In fact, just this morning, my daughter said, Mom, your pants are getting too baggy. You're losing too much weight. And I said, no such thing. No such thing. But the truth is, people are really creatures of habit. And so when we change these habits, and it's like one of the things I used to do, Liz, is that when I was tempted to eat things that I really wanted to eat, I would tell myself, you already know how that tastes. You've had a hamburger 150 times. You know, you know what a burger tastes like. You don't need to eat that to feel it. And then to do something different and just let it pass, you know, the cravings and the urges. And it seems like that's what people are dealing with right now, because like you said, we picked up these patterns DoorDash and Postmates and Uber Eats, and it's so easy to get. You don't even have to get out of the car, barely.
They make it so convenient.
Yeah, you don't even have to, like, go down your – they'll leave it right out. You don't even have to say hi.
Yeah.
You know?
Curbside checkout.
Well, and it really is, and it's like an overeater's dream because nobody even sees the person that's ordering, you know, all this food. And so it's just not to – it's really to help people get back on track because it matters what people want and how you feel. And for me, I want to play with my grandkids and my great-grandkids, and I don't want to be winded. When I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm getting out of shape. I was like going up the stairs, and I'm like, I need to start working out again. So we all know, we all have that voice in our head that tells us what to do. So I have a couple of ideas, but we're halfway through the show, and it's time to take a quick commercial break. And I thought when we come back, we'd share some get your business ready for summer, some things we can do that help get your body ready while you're getting your business ready.
Yes.
Peter, take it away.
Well, there we go. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Janine Avila and Liz Hall. Check her out. Go to Liz Hall on the guest page and also check out Janine Avila. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. Back to you, Janine.
Thank you, Peter. So before we run out of time, so we've talked about, you know, getting our body ready and things we can do and get started right now. A lot of what we're talking about applies to your business. And I talked a little bit about replacement activities. And for me, because I've done what I'm suggesting people might want to do is shift their mindset. And the same, when you're journaling your food, if you have a list, if you have a vision, a clear vision in your mind of what you want your body to look like, if you have a clear vision in your mind of what you want your home business to look like. And imagine, if you will, that if you had a lot of people said to me, well, I can't afford a personal trainer. To me, that's a defeatist statement, because you can't afford a lot of the things that we do, but we can always make money. And when you have a home business, you're in control of your income. You can give yourself optional overtime. You can lay yourself off if you need to, but some people do it just for lack of effort. So, Liz, I know you do both, and the summer is here, and people are looking for more income. So if you're listening to the show tonight, start making a list of where would you go? Because what I can't deal with personally is when I hear people say, oh, I could never do that, I can't afford it. And that's a defeatist mindset, because you can do it. If you set, but it's back to setting your mind. You can do the things you want to do if you set your mind to it and you're willing to pay the price, because there's a price to everything, whether it's time or money, and there's sacrifice, but it's worth it. And oftentimes I've learned with success, the secret sauce to success is in the sacrifices we make. You know, I my son loves to say, when his friends say, hey, I haven't seen you at the club lately. And he says, really, I haven't seen you at the bank, because, you know, he's busy working. And so that's the thing. If we're serious and we want to regroup and refocus and reset, as Liz said, then you can reset and you give yourself something else to do. And you build yourself an empire. You build yourself a fortune, as in Building Fortunes Radio. Instead of putting all that food, you just give yourself something to do that builds that self-esteem and confidence. So, Liz, do you have any tips towards that end of replacing the activities and things you could do?
Yeah, for building a business?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel like with anything, like with getting in shape and healthier lifestyle, it's really correlated. I actually use that example a lot when I'm, you know, coaching and mentoring my team. As far as building their business, it takes consistency. And I love that you mentioned sacrifice because, yeah, you are going to have to sacrifice in some areas and in order for you to really move your business if you want that to happen. But it's like it's the consistency over time with what's going to compound. And it doesn't have to be, you know, take over your entire life. But it does have to be consistent, like doing something consistently every single day for your business, connecting with people, networking, sharing what it is that you do, you know, doing, you know, small events, virtual events, in-person events, just getting yourself out there and connecting and talking with people every single day. It's just like working out and eating right. It's not going to, like, your health is not going to change overnight by having one good day or one good workout in the gym. You know, it's the same thing. Like, I'm always using that analogy because it's like, it's just, you have to do something consistently every day. And even if it's just an hour broken up in 15-minute increments throughout the day, whatever that looks like, it doesn't have to be pretty, but it does have to be done if you want your business to grow and you want to create that life that you, you know, what you envision when you go into a business like that. You need to make commitment to yourself, to your business, and to your whys of why you were doing it in the first place.
And I mean, and that's probably, I mean, I guess we all know the biggest thing is the why and
yeah.
why you're doing it. And that's, this applies to your body and your business. Like oftentimes it's easier for me to stick to a goal when I know why. Like I want to see my granddaughter, Charlie, get married. She's 10. You know, I'm 66 Aww. Years old. I want to live a long and healthy life, and I want to have fun. I don't want to have a body that's all crippled up because I didn't take care of it or I didn't put the right nutrients in it. And I want that. And I want to be able to buy an airplane ticket and go there. And, you know, I want to have that kind of life. And I think, you know, we hear a lot about, when I was doing my research about, you know, the COVID-15, I saw a lot about how depressed people are and the mental health.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful because the media plays a lot on that. And people, I personally don't watch the news. I'll turn it on.
Me either.
It's like, I quit doing that like 30 years ago when I really learned
yeah.
the news is a business. And there's people programming what they want in your mind, and they're trying to get you to watch so they can sell advertising. And
right.
when people fall into that dogma, it's not a public service announcement, and it isn't even factual half the time. But for me, so when something's going on, I'll scan the news. I'll try, like, there's something I need to know. And I've also learned that if there's something going on in the world that I need to know, somebody will tell me. And I just can't take a diet of that stuff because it's too negative. And the next thing you know, now we're like, people are like, oh, this is why I'm depressed. Everybody is. Well, you don't have to be. You know, we can control
our own life. Exactly. It's a choice.
Right. We control our body and our own life. And one thing I did, Liz, that actually happened to me by accident years ago, it was that I had phone calls to make. I was building my business, and I had made a commitment to my personal trainer that I would start walking and get that, at least do something. It's just move your body, do something, please, for God's sake. Because I wasn't doing anything. And I'm sitting at a desk. And I had calls to make, and there was just not enough time. So I like to have fun. So I created what I called my walk and talk. So I would talk to people when I was on my walks. And at first I was like apologizing. I was like, sorry, I'm trying to get my walk in. But what I observed, and it was never my intention, I was just apologizing because I was huffing and puffing. I was fat and out of shape. And I was trying to get the weight off, but it inspired other people. They were like, oh, my gosh, I should start doing that. You're walking while you're talking to me? And yeah, I go, it's my walk and talk. Target. And so I merged in like fixing my body and fixing my business at the same time. And that's why when Morgan said you were willing to be back on the show, I go, we're going to get your business and your body ready for summer.
Yes.
I know I've talked a lot because this is obviously a topic I'm pretty fired up on because I know the pain of being overweight. And being overweight hurts physically. Your ankles hurt. Everything's harder when you're overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And even in an airplane seat, everything is so much easier for me now because I did the work. But it was a sacrifice. But I know how much better life can feel and be. So whether you have 10 or 15 pounds to lose or 50, but I know you probably have some points you want to share, whether they be for the body or the business, Liz, I want to give you a chance to just kind of go down maybe your tips for our listeners.
Yeah. So with, you know, getting in shape and fitness, I know it's a journey. I mean, I've been doing it for half of my life and helping people and from people that have zero fitness level that haven't done anything that are really overweight, like you mentioned, and people that are, you know, athletes and things like that are used to being in the gym. And it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier, like just getting started and just go find an accountability buddy, like have a girlfriend, guy friend, whatever, family member, to do walk and talks, like you were saying, like walk and talks mm-hmm. together and going for hikes, getting outside. Like it's summer, right? Like the weather is beautiful and getting outside, having an accountability buddy to go on walks together. You know, meeting up at the gym. Now the gyms are opening up, like doing workouts together. Making it fun. And now that we're all like getting out of our bubble, our quarantine bubble, like this is the best time to get in shape, to incorporate your friends and family with you again, getting outside, getting together, working together. Cause I'm sure everyone knows somebody that wants to feel better and get in shape. So rally them all up and get them all together and, you know, beat outside, go for a walk together, go to the park, do a little mini boot camp. And we don't necessarily need to have a one-on-one personal trainer, but there's so many resources out there that you can get a couple little workout ideas to do together as a group. And then, like I mentioned, jumping in, doing a 30 days to healthy living reset, like I was sharing, that's something that I personally do to help jumpstart myself physically as well as my business. Because when I jump in and I do the 30 days to healthy living and I'm sharing with people to have them to come join me, that boosts my business. They're like, oh, you know, this is her lifestyle as well as her business. If it's good enough for her to keep doing it and she like is living the lifestyle of it, like I trust that kind of a recommendation. So it boosts my business and I get more clients that want to jump in and do it. So it helps boost my business. It helps reignite why I'm doing my business in the first place too. Cause that was why I started my business, because I personally loved it and how it helped me feel. It was a driving force for me to want to help others feel this good and how simple it is to really change the way you eat and make a lifestyle shift. So, and then that just kind of boosts my energy and revitalizing my business and like getting people to jump in and, you know, take control of their health. And it inspires my team as well. And, you know, them wanting to be a part of it. So, those would be my like top tips and just, yeah, getting accountability buddies to work out with, and the same with the 30 days and like kind of, you know, get a control of your health, doing something for your business, you know, whatever it is that you do in your home-based business, like, you know, get back to what got you excited in the first place, you know, do it again and, you know, encourage, like, and have people get a show of it, to have people see it. I utilize social media a lot now, ever since I started my Arbonne business. And then just showing it, show what your life is and how your business fits into your lifestyle and show how much fun it is. And people want to be a part of what's fun. They want to see like, wow, like that looks great. She looks great. She's feeling great. She has a lot of people that are feeling good and a part of it as well. So people are attracted to that. People are attracted to the energy. People are attracted to other people that are doing something about, you know, whether it's trying to feel better or get healthier. So people are attracted to that and they want to see that.
And that's such an important point. And I looked at your Facebook page and went and looked at your pictures and things. And one of the things I saw was a lot of pictures with you with your kids, and I saw a lot of joy, a lot of happy kids and that kind of thing, because that's what we want. And I like what you said. And, you know, life's hard enough, everybody. Don't torture yourself. If you hate to exercise, figure out, just do the things you like to do. Like, what do you, that's what my trainer, Sandra, he said, what do you, I said, I hate to exercise. He's like, what do you like to do? And so we figured it out, and you make it fun. And that takes creativity and thought and planning and all of those things. But these are all things that make our lives better and our businesses better. And I think we're going to have to do a show about getting these kids in shape, too, because there's a lot of pudgy kids out there right now, too.
Yes.
And I wasn't a pudgy kid. And I grew up with a mom that said, go outside and play, turn the TV off. And we were, like, always outside. So I think we should do a show about how programs we can get the kids on. But have fun with it, everybody. Make your business fun. Make your fitness, and just do one thing. Like Les Brown says, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. So get started. Even if all you do is write your vision. You know, Liz, one day my daughter said, I told her I was going to start doing yoga. And she said, did you start doing yoga yet? And I said, sort of. So what does that mean? I said, I've been watching it on TV. I'm getting ready to get ready. And she said, well, at least you're doing something.
One step closer.
I am. You get your mindset. You know, first you change your mind, then you change your body. And you just work on it. And a lot of people know this stuff. They just kind of got soft and fell into some bad habits because it was a hard time. But now it's time for us to reset, regroup, and get our game on again, right?
Yes.
If people want to get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So on both of my social media platforms, I use both Facebook as well as Instagram. On Facebook, it is my personal full name, Elizabeth Santos Hall. And then on Instagram, my handle is at Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, Hall, H-A-L-L, 25. You can feel free to DM me. I answer all of my Facebook messengers as well as my DMs on Instagram. I can't wait to connect with everyone.
Yay, that's awesome. I know you have a wealth of knowledge. You're out there in Long Beach, California, my former hometown. And I personally offer a lot of business and coaching, whether it's parenting skills or whatever it is, and coaching. And I'm, as Peter said, you can find me at JeaneAvila.com. You can email me at coaching@JeaneAvila.com. And on the left-hand corner of my website, there's a section dedicated to this show. And you can find all the past shows of podcasts in order there. We've been doing them for about 3 years, and it's been a gift to be able to do this show every week. So, Peter, I know we didn't leave any room for you to say anything, but let me kick it back to the close if you're still here.
You guys are great, and we can take as much time as you want, and hopefully Liz comes back again. We're going to talk about lots of other stuff, and one of those topics might be for people like me, who don't realize probably the harm that they do in the house. And I'll use as an example. Love is food, or food is love, or however you want to say it. I have a tendency of always making sure we have plenty of stuff, like lots of snacks. And that's bad for my wife, because sometimes what I find is, like, I could buy cookies by the carton, if you know what I mean, or lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, at night, I see something disappear. I'm like, do we have rats? Or how the hell did that whole package of cookies disappear? And I'd hear late at night, like, scrounging in the closet. And I'm like, do we have, is there a dog in that closet? Or what's going on? And she's like, stop buying cookies. Stop buying cookies.
No.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I want to make sure we have stuff in the house, sweet snack. I didn't say you had to eat the whole thing, but I realize that sometimes willpower is based on accessibility. If it's there, it'll be eaten. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have a radio show that kind of helps put that into perspective with guys like me who don't mean to do bad, but we do bad by trying to do good. So there we go. So having said that.
Great.
Yep. So we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Liz Hall, for being here. Check her out if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com. Look for the guests. And then, of course, Janine, thanks for being here as usual. We'll see you next time, everyone. Thanks.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.